From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Some precious metal dealers have seen a recent uptick in people who are interested in alternative currencies as inflation has risen. Now, one company is taking advantage of that trend by creating a new way to spend, to buy, and to sell gold. The company that makes it is using new technology to simplify buying and reselling a precious metal. Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walkie reports.
Are you a collector yourself?
No. If I collect stuff, I go to business.
Rick Russell is showing me around his store, Cheyenne Coins. It's near a roofing company, insurance salesman, and taco shop a few blocks from the main drag in Wyoming's capital. Picture a typical pawn shop with glass cases full of collectibles.
Knickknacks, all kinds of stuff comes in, right? All these boxes here are Johnny Lightning, Matchbox, Hot Wheels vehicles.
Also coins, nuggets, and bars of precious metals like gold, silver, and platinum. That's one of Russell's biggest businesses. He says since the pandemic started and inflation jumped, more customers are interested in alternative currencies.
Since COVID, I've seen, I probably have another 100 plus customers easily that never were in here before and bought gold and silver. And that continues, right? Because they're concerned.
The problem is, if you have an ounce of gold worth over $1,700, it's pretty hard to break that down and spend it at a store. That's where goldbacks come in.
It's actual physical gold in the notes. It's not just a promise. Like I said, I've had them in the store, and it clearly tells you on each note how much of a troy ounce of 24 karat gold each note possesses.
A Utah company called Goldback makes bills that it says have small amounts of gold in them. Kevin Mills is vice president of sales and marketing at the privately held company.
Really, when you're making a goldback, you're having that transparent layer of plastic or polymer, and you're just laying atom by atom the gold onto that until it's exactly 1/1000th of an ounce.
That's the smallest denomination, worth about $4. There are also larger bills with more gold in them. The most valuable one costs about $200. The company started in 2019 after Utah's legislature made it easier to buy and sell them there. Now, goldbacks are issued in 4 states, including Nevada, Wyoming, and Utah. Mills says the company is just about maxed out in terms of demand.
We can't do interviews. We can't do YouTube videos because we only have X number of millions of dollars of supply every month, and we're selling it all with no marketing.
Mills wants to quintuple Goldback's capacity in the next 18 months and get more states on board. Another goal is to get more businesses to accept them. Currently, more than 500 small businesses in the West, from candy stores to chiropractors, say you can pay for things using Goldbacks. The company also says it uses anti-counterfeit measures to prevent fraud. The question is, are these bills actually worth the hype for consumers?
I will take a 5 then.
I just happen to have a pristine brand spanking new one.
To see how it works, I spent $20 at Cheyenne Coins on a bill that says contains 1/200th of an ounce of 24 karat gold. It has a cowgirl and horse etched onto it and is about the size of a normal dollar, but a bit sturdier and definitely prettier.
Yes, and you're right. The artwork on them is just awesome. Our current currency just lacks real beauty, unfortunately.
One dealer is selling his bill for $26 on eBay, so there could be some collectible value here. But as a store of wealth, Cornell University economics professor Ishwar Prasad studies currencies and says, not so fast.
By and large, gold has limited ability to serve as an inflation hedge. It too tends to be affected by macroeconomic variables.
To get a gold back, you also pay a hefty premium, and most places still won't accept them. The vending machine at my office spat it back out, and the gas station clerk in my neighborhood looked at me pretty strangely.
The reality is that the price of gold has been very volatile. So if you're willing to roll the dice with a small part of your portfolio, maybe it's not such a bad idea. But is it a really durable hedge against inflation? History doesn't show very strong evidence of that.
Prasad still didn't reject the idea of goldbacks. He says the company's success will depend on the economic and political environments in the U.S. and how much people trust the government. He also isn't surprised that the company is thriving first in the Mountain West. Some antagonism toward Washington institutions like the Mint is part of the region's history and culture. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Will Walkie in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.